Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, kinksters and kinkstars, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Adonai, Eloheinu, or the great swirling teacup in the sky. But we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A, women?
Hey, women!
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in Bonoboville, L.A. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, we are broadcasting live from the womb room, symbolized by a wondrous vulva puppet. Yes, indeed. And yes, we are still celebrating Kink Month. Matter of fact, it's the eighth night, which is very auspicious if you're tuned in live, of October, which has been determined by our good friends at Stockroom to be Kink Month. Kind of makes sense. Halloween, the fear factor is kinky. And since the kids have stolen Halloween, the adults are going to take back the rest of the month as Kink Month. Yes, indeed. And we got very kinky last week in our Kink Month kickoff. And tonight, I think Kink Month is going to get kinkier. Woo! Yes, it is. In the bonobo way, of course. Bonobos are the kinkiest apes on Earth, after all. And bonobos are also the most femdom apes on Earth, after all. Read all about it. The Bonobo Way. And yes, brothers and sisters, we have some extraordinary femdoms and kinksters, kinkstars here tonight gracing my broadcast bed. So I've got to make room. Woo! I'm excited. So I will first introduce mistress and artist Sherry Rose. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. I should say welcome back, Sherry Rose, one of the kinkiest ladies I've ever nosed. That's right. Oh, but before I introduce Mistress Sherry Rose, I will introduce Captain Max, who has my cucumber. Thank you. Yes, yes, this is the cucumber that we did not use on the Mel magazine shoot. Actually, this is not the big one, honey. this is the one they brought, but it's pretty good. It'll do. It's green. It's kinky. Vegetables are very organically kinky. Ecosexual.
Yeah.
Anyway, mistress and artist Sherry Rose, welcome back to the show.
Very happy to be here.
Indeed. I feel like I go way, way back with you. Actually, even before I met you, I did a poetry show with your collaborator, consort, husband?
Slave.
Slave. Of course, slave. Bob Flanagan.
Yeah.
Also a very famous poet and performance artist. And a cystic fibrosis survivor, until he didn't. He is the late, great Bob. I was going to say Blob.
Bob.
Bob. Can we show a picture of him?
Very late, very great.
Very late and very great. And there he is. Very great. He is so great. He was and still is the super masochist. Talk about kinky. He was born kinky.
I think he was.
He was. Well, he was born.
He always said that the CF would have killed him if it weren't for S&M.
Right.
And it kept him alive much longer than most people with that disease.
And I think that many people can identify that a lot of sadism and masochism stems or relates to medical issues.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of a connection there. I think so, definitely.
Yes.
I think because if you have medical issues, you have a different relationship to pain.
Pain. Mm-hmm. The hospital is the house of pain. You think these dungeons are bad. Oh, my goddess. I know a little something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of us know a little something about that.
Yes,
we do.
Yes.
We do.
And the drugs do a pretty good job, but not good enough. You know, you got to have the right mental attitude to survive this shit, you know?
Yes.
So sometimes that does involve actually fetishizing, eroticizing, making pain into pleasure so you can survive.
That's the message.
And then, of course, it's so much fun, you keep wanting to do it even when you're feeling good. It's kind of a little something like that.
Yeah, something
anyway,
like that.
Then that was back in like 1987 or so,
mm-hmm.
that I did this poetry show with Bob Flanagan. Scott Kelman, the late, great Scott Kelman, was the producer. And it was at 1308 Factory Place, which was this very poetry place. And I think that stuff goes on there, but I haven't been there for a while. And, you know, I was this kind of erotic poet, but I didn't know anything about BDSM. And Bob was the first man I saw, like, you know, in person wearing a ball gag for the PR photo for our poetry show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, right, of course. ball gag. Right, okay. But, you know, he was so cool. He was the nicest of all the poets. No offense to all you other guys who are still alive. But he was the nicest. He was so cool. Very cool.
Yes.
And then, of course, you were on my show in, I don't know, we were trying to figure that out, something like 1996.
It probably was after he died, as I recall.
Maybe
vaguely.
97.
Maybe 97.
Yeah.
Long time ago. But I've continued on in very interesting ways. I don't think I was much of an artist in those days. I think I let Bob be the star, pretty much. But now, I don't know that I'm the star, but I'm doing a lot more performances, very much based on SM.
Mm.
And I have a new submissive man who is my victim, my consensual victim, Martin O'Brien.
And he has cystic fibrosis.
He has cystic fibrosis. Yes, and he lives in London.
Does that mean you have a fetish for cystic fibrosis?
I think I do. I must have some kind of attraction to sickly, you know, white boys. I don't know. Skinny white boys. I like them, I must say.
Interesting. I also remember that night you were on my show in whatever it was, 1997.
Yeah.
My mom was there, which was so sort of strange.
Yeah.
First of all, because she hardly ever came to a show, but every once in a while she would. And I was really nervous as we were showing what your slides, because they were so kind of graphic.
Mm-hmm.
But she really loved it because you're an artist, and she's an artist. And even though her art was, you know, I mean, just... nudes were the kinkiest she got, you know, mm-hmm. she would do some nudes. But she related to you as a fellow artist and kind of maybe, I don't know, maybe she really enjoyed the BDSM. She certainly went in and out of the hospital a few times. So, but she didn't tell me that. But she did tell me that, you know, she totally grokked your art.
Oh, that makes me feel very happy.
Now, speaking of art,
yes.
Rhiannon Ahrens is here, your friend and
collaborator,
mm-hmm. a fellow artist and kinkster. Happy Kink Month.
Indeed. Hello. Nice to be on.
Rhiannon Ahrens. Okay. And, you know, Lashana Tova. You know, I guess it's a kinky time of year for Jews. It's the high holidays. So you are a former dom and current artist and archivist and working on a hatch fund for a book of medicine.
Yeah, I'm an artist, writer, general cultural producer, still somewhat active dominatrix. And Sherry and I originally started collaborating to publish the Book of Medicine. So
the Book of Medicine. I somehow don't know if that's an APA-approved book.
I don't think anything we do is APA-approved. Don't tell anyone, though. Well, I just did. It's the last book that Bob wrote before his death, and it's been unpublished for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
We started collaborating originally to put it back together.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you are an art archivist of different kinds of art, or
I'm not strictly an archivist. I do archiving projects, so I do projects with archives. I don't necessarily work in a place where I do archiving all the time, but if there's something specific that needs to happen with an artist's archive, I give them that push.
And how are you celebrating Kink Month?
I'm celebrating Kink Month by doing as many kinky things as possible.
And what's a kinky thing to you? I mean, is it medical or?
We just finished a 24-hour performance, philosophy in the bedroom.
Aha!
Yeah. Where was this?
In Los Angeles.
L.A. Okay.
Yeah, we did a 24-hour.
24 hours. And Max perked up to that because, you know, he comes from the age of 24-hour performances.
We like durational things. Rhiannon, tell about what it was, the premise.
Philosophy in the bedroom. So we put out an open call on Facebook to anyone who was in our feed to see what their fantasy was for up to an hour.
Uh-huh.
And over that 24-hour period, we would then try to grant their fantasies.
I hope some of them fantasized about watching you sleep so you could get a little rest.
No, but there were a whole bunch of people that didn't want to show up during, you know, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., I think it was. No one wanted to get out of the house, so that was for us.
Yeah.
Wow.
The idea was that we weren't going to tell them what to do, but we were in a motel with a black leather sheet, and we invited them into the bed with us, Martin, Rhiannon, and me, and whatever they wanted to do, that's what we did.
How was John and Yoko? I love it.
Sort of, yeah.
I invite people into my bed, but it's a little difference, my version.
Well, we like being on beds.
Beds are good.
We think beds are great.
They are. We're going to get you into the bed. But first I want to introduce my other very special guest. I'm very, very excited to celebrate Kink Month with Mistress Porcelain Midnight.
Yeah.
a.k.a. Dom Porcelain Midnight. And she is decked out in midnight black and red latex.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. And the nails, oh my goddess. Woo! Those are dangerous. The fear factor. Get that microphone on, Abraham, before she scratches your eyes out. Yeah. Okay. Say hello.
Hi, everyone.
Oh,
hello.
Yes, yes. Wow.
Hello. I'm Mistress Porcelain Midnight. I'm very happy to be here. Thank
yes, you. You are. And you have porcelain skin and midnight black nails, and you're just quite...
Midnight black hair.
Yes. Ooh, gosh. You're just a fairy tale come true.
Thank you.
You really are.
Now, or a nightmare in some of my slaves' cases.
Oh, I'm sure. That's true. Although, in a lot of the fairy tales, the, you know, there's a evil stepmother. There's somebody.
Absolutely.
Who is gorgeous, often, and jealous. I think that's why I wore green. and she just wreaks havoc on the rest of the people in the fairy tale. So that's
I
you.
Have always been attracted to the evil stepmother, Maleficent the witch, with her bobbling pot of sorcery. Yes, that's definitely
always,
me.
Since
always.
You were, like, when?
Since I was about 7 or 8, I first decided to, I guess when I became in touch with my feminization of being a woman and the things I could do to boys. The very first thing I did was I had a little boy in my neighborhood that I used to boss around on a regular basis.
Ooh.
I got him to brush his teeth in the gutter with his toothbrush.
The gutter.
Yes, right, I absolutely yeah. loved
the
it.
The sewage.
Get down
absolutely.
There.
Do not try this at home with the little boy in your neighborhood, okay? We're not recommending this. You know?
No, ooh, absolutely not. No. But I was about 7 when I did that, and I got in a lot of trouble, and that's when I came to realize my powers as a woman and the things I could do with boys.
Yeah. Well, it does indicate your powers. Totally.
Thank you.
Did he get rewarded after that? Or?
Well, I got into a lot of trouble for that. Uh-huh. I knew I was going to get in trouble. I was waiting for my dad to come home and get the full, what did you do now? But I genuinely think he enjoyed it. I don't think he would have done it if he didn't want to do it.
He just enjoyed doing something
and that's
for
when,
you.
Absolutely.
Something nasty and dangerous.
Dirty and dangerous.
Dirty.
Yes, I love it.
Yes, and, you know, that's a turn-on for a lot of people. Maybe
well,
everybody.
Absolutely, and I think I found at a very young age that the relationship of D&S and how I could take little boys and make them do things I wanted.
Wow, and so you just kept going in that direction?
I very much did so, yes. I've been a pro-dom for over 10 years now, professionally, lifestyle. I've pretty much have been doing lifestyle dom most of my
life.
Were
there any hurdles in your path, like religion?
Actually, yes. I have a very lot of religious people in my family. Very
what
much
religion?
So. I am Greek, so my family is Greek Orthodox.
Oh, too bad they're not like pantheistic, you know, the Greek pantheon of, you know, Eros and... Aphrodite and
well, my bloodline goes back pretty far to quite goes back pretty far.
Right, so it's there.
It's there. It's absolutely there. I have a pretty pure Greek
just Constantinople
bloodline.
Came in there and took over, turned everybody Christian. Okay, so that Greek Orthodox. So mm-hmm. that's like kind of like Catholic, but not. But
basically, it's very similar to Catholicism,
yeah.
except the whole. Ceremony or the entire time it's done in the Greek language.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of standing up, sitting down, standing up, sitting down. And we pay homage to St. Constantine, different saints is one of them.
Right, St. Constantine.
Mm-hmm. Very yeah. interesting. Yeah.
And yeah, and it's complicated, you know, lots of saints and stuff, which comes from the whole pantheistic thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it kind of leads into Wiccanism or something, right?
I practice, I like to say I dabble in a little bit of it all.
Ah.
I have decided to become very well-educated in all religions, so that way if anybody asks me a question about religion, I'm coming from a very fact-based place. But I very much enjoy all aspects of different religions, and I respect anyone's whatever religion they decide to be.
Well, we are of the religion that celebrates Kink Month through
fabulous.
October.
Fabulous. So my favorite.
Yeah. So we're going to celebrate, and we want to thank Jackie for arranging to have you here.
Thank you, Jackie.
She's a Bonoboville gal.
You are much more than welcome.
Thank you.
Jackie's hoping to get punished for her goodness somehow.
She's
going to
get some
punishments. Punishments are for when you do bad things. Now, I like to get rewarded.
Oh, but it's the same sort of thing. That's the thing. Yep.
A lot of times my punishment was being ignored. I didn't like that at all.
Okay.
That's the worst. That's the worst punishment.
Well, you know, I don't think I have to worry about that here. We're gonna make sure we take good care of you.
Those nails. And I also met you at DomCon or saw you across the crowded room or something, right?
Yes, I am actually a DomCon committee board member.
Ooh.
Very, very proud. Very happy to be welcomed on as a member of the DomCon advisory board.
Well, we just love Mistress Cyan,
who actually gave
me my birthday spanking in 2005.
Love Cyan. Hello,
and
Cyan.
She is a great survivor of cancer so far. Mm-hmm. And it's always so far for all of us survivors of life. And we presented the Bonobo Way of Femdom Apes, the most Femdom Apes on Earth at DomCon, which is where we met Jackie, actually.
Oh.
You know,
fabulous.
It's all coming together here.
I love
how
DomCon brings everybody together.
It brings
DomCon was like the best thing to happen to me.
Oh, good. Great.
It is a great gathering. It really, really is. And do you ever go to DomCon?
Oh, yes. I've been there several times. I did a performance there with Mistress Cassie. We did rope bondage. Rope suspension. That was last year. Not this year. Last
Shibari?
Year.
Shibari?
Yes.
Ooh, beautiful. Yeah,
have you had Mistress Cassie on?
I have not.
Oh, there's somebody.
We must have her.
She is amazing.
We must have her.
Amazing.
But we must thank Mistress Tara Indiana, who is running for president.
Yes.
And who kind of... And Jeffrey Valance, who is also running for president. Valance.
Jeffrey Valance.
I got his presidential sticker somewhere. So, actually, we ended up connecting again through them. We did a presidential debate, which was so much more, informative and honest and fun than the major parties debate, okay? And it featured Mistress Tara and Jeffrey Valance debating the issues. Yeah. And I understand you moderated a debate with them, too.
I did, because when we did Philosophy in the Bedroom, their fantasies were both to have presidential debates, so I connected them to each other.
Oh, they were part of that.
They were the very first.
I gotcha.
They were our first people who that was their fantasy.
That was their fantasies. So you facilitated them to do that.
We did.
Yeah, I'm a facilitator. That's, I think, my kink overall is facilitating. Everyone else's kink.
Right. I think that's mine. But I don't mind being number two. I was the number two debate for them, and I understand they're going to do number three now, too.
Yeah.
So shout out to
Mistress
Tara. And, I support her for president.
Me
absolutely.
Too.
I might end up voting for Hillary because, I mean, you know, we can't have Trump. But I support Mistress Tara and will probably write her name in. So she's going to whip America back into shape. One sniveling white man at a time or something like that.
Yes. Female supremacy party.
Yeah. Okay. We like guys, right?
We love them. We like guys. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We love them when they know their place.
We love them on their feet.
Yeah, on their knees.
Uh-huh. Now, speaking of not knowing your place, let's talk about Trump. Because, you know, I mean, there's not too many more days. If you're tuned in live right now, we're just going to do a little public service announcement that, you know, we got to beat Trump, you know, somehow or another. So the latest is, well, let me see. I got to get this right. Maybe we have a tape of this. Trump takes another dump. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful women. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. And then Billy Bush, who is not much better, says, whatever you want, Access Hollywood guy. And then Trump says, grab him by the pussy. Oh, here's a pussy. Grab him. And you know, his hand, he's got such small hands. This is about proportionate of Trump grabbing a pussy. But it's still, you know, it's not comfortable to be grabbed by the pussy. I don't care how small your hands is. Like a little rat grabbing your pussy is horrible.
It's truly deplorable, to use Hillary's word, because the main thing is consent. He's talking about sexual assault. He's not talking lewd. This is not locker room talk. This is sexual assault, a la Bill Cosby variety. And I would love to see Trump. I think he is being prosecuted, actually, for allegedly raping a 15-year-old girl. The man is disgusting, and he shouldn't even be in polite society for the way he treats women.
Here,
criminal.
Here.
Criminal.
And so, you know, I mean, let's just have an amen and an a women to that.
Yes.
And I would just like to add, it's assholic, it's obscene, it's assault, and it's kind of this backlash, right? I mean, the fact that he's got all this support, you know, even though we don't think he's going to win, but he's got all of this support from what? From a backlash to really all the wonderful sex positivity, feminism, sex positive feminism that's out there right now and that is getting some traction in the whole world. And there's a backlash, whether it's among the Taliban or ISIS or the religious right or Trump. Yep. And, you know, it comes out in these blood-curdling ways. And so what's the smackdown to that backlash? Well, various smackdowns, actually. Mm-hmm. But one of them, I think, is the femdom movement.
Definitely, yes.
And even though it's quite a bit older than feminism, the femdom movement is even, of course, as old as, you know, our common ancestors, perhaps. With bonobos, it's very old, and it's, you know, the goddess, and it's gone underground into the belladonnas, and you know, it's emerging now in a more public way as well, with Mistress Tara running for president, and Kink Month being celebrated, and femdoms kind of coming out in a way. You know, there's a little bit of a battle going on here.
Oh, there definitely is. And this is pertinent because I just came out earlier this month. I had always dominated under another name. I had done all my adult work under another name.
Uh-huh.
And earlier this month, I was pushed into a position where, largely from the collaboration we did, I decided it was time.
Time to come out.
Time to come out as kinky.
Yeah, well.
All right. Well, then you should come out as kinky a little more on this show and model your outfit.
Yeah, let's see those boots.
Yeah,
those are hot.
The boots or the boobs?
Balls.
The boobs, the butt. You know, let's see it all, girl. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Oh,
lovely.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah.
Come on up and sit by me.
Yes. Okay.
I think my leash is too short.
Your leash, yes.
Sherry's usual job, lengthening my leash.
Okay. Yes. We are unleashing your leash from the chair. How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be
so
here.
So you're coming out as a kinky person for Kink Month.
I am.
Yeah. I mean, you started a little before, like September or August?
Late September.
Wow. Late September. That's pretty soon. Okay. You're eyeing my cucumber. Did you want to sit on it? Or just sit here? Yeah. You want to sit there? Okay.
Make me sit on it?
Yeah. You want to sit on it?
Cucumber.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you should put it in between your boobs.
Ooh. Yes.
Wait. Why don't you put it in between my
boobs? Ooh. Yes.
Oh,
you know, I need help
good.
With that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-person job, clearly.
Oh, I almost fell out of my chair. I was so excited to put that cucumber in there.
Fallen out of your chair and into my boobs. It would have been fine. Would have caught you.
We're just going to unzip.
Please.
Just a little.
I like that.
I love it.
It's very polite.
I think it needs to get a little wet first.
Okay, we have some breast therapy going on right now. And also some wetting of the cucumber. See, this
There we go.
Very organic. Look at what you can do with vegetables.
So five a day.
Right. See, we told you we liked guys.
There we go.
The cucumber is kind of a guy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wouldn't it depend on how the cucumber identified, really? I don't want to make it uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, it looks like a guy to me. It looks like a dick. It's beautifully phallic, and it actually looks like it's coming a little bit right now. Woo!
Can you blame it?
No. Oh, that picture. I missed that picture.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that was one of the first pictures taken of me. I was 23 in that photo.
Oh, you look very serious.
I was.
Yeah, yeah. So why do you like sadism so much?
You know, I think that the combination of pleasure and pain, when you're really involved in sex in a very, very involved way, all of your senses are just so on fire. So pain becomes pleasure. Being spanked brings up all these emotions. That's not what I'm spanking somebody. That's something else.
No.
What were you doing in that picture?
Medical.
I do medical. I play Dr. Frankenstein.
I love it.
Yeah. And I wake up dead people. I bring them back to life.
There you are spanking.
Oh, that's Martin's butt, isn't it?
No.
No.
Oh yes, it is. That's Martin. That was Martin in London. The first time I went to London. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But I just think there's a very big connection between pain and pleasure, and the more turned on you are, the more pain you can take, and it doesn't seem like pain. It becomes, it's like deep sea diving, you know. Mm. It's that kind of feeling,
so to speak.
So deep sea diving for cucumbers.
Yeah. Or cucumbers diving into your deep sea.
Right
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. But you feel very alive. When you're feeling pain, you know you're alive. You're not numb. You're feeling everything.
But what about administering the pain?
It's a high amongst itself.
It is.
I literally get a euphoric sensation, and I get high off of the giving of the pain and my sub receiving it. Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, just as there is subspace, there is also dom space.
Dom space, very right. much exactly. so. Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
I think it's definitely an intimate relationship, and it's a very reciprocal intimate relationship, too. The sadism doesn't function in the same way if you don't have a masochist. That's why it's...
You have to have the masochist. And some of them are women, but a lot of them are men. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are men like Donald Trump.
He's a perfect, he would be a perfect sub to come in and pay $1,000 to get shit on.
Just $1,000?
For sure.
Right.
More than $1,000.
For billionaires. Right. Right.
Says maybe more. Yeah. I don't know.
The going rate. I mean, aren't, you know.
I bet he does. I bet he gets off on getting peed on and shit on. He's just the one. I'm
you
sure.
think? You
Absolutely.
Think.
Well, I do he's have to
type.
Say,
he's
I have a
type.
Lot.
Sounds like you have a fantasy about doing it to him.
Oh, yeah.
I hear the lust in your voice.
Oh, my God.
I have a lot of subs and slaves in government. Notice
yes.
I wear my military outfit. Corporal Punishment's one of my favorite. And I do have to say, I have a lot of subs and slaves that are very high up in the government, and they very much enjoy the services that we provide.
I bet they do. Now, I mean, I have mixed feelings about this. Can we turn that music down, Abe? What is that music?
Our polka music?
Yeah, it's the polka. Okay.
It's like a remix. That,
I think it's got something to do with Abe's sadism for my ears. Okay, thank you.
Safe, sane, and consensual.
Turn it down. Maybe he can't.
It's
he
down.
Know
hard limit.
It
yeah,
I think it's
okay,
down
thank
now.
You, thank
down.
You. Okay, so yes, you know... I mean, there's a sort of balance somehow mm-hmm. with all of this going on. I think it's generally a progression, although you never know. We could all blow ourselves up, especially if we continue to let the, you know, common chimp like male dominant, you know, nuclear bombing ruling class stay in charge.
I think more men need to get their teeth brushed in the gutter.
There you go. That balances things out.
All right, boys.
It reminds them of their place, especially if they're the kind of guys
out to
that,
the alley.
You know, mistreat women.
I'll drag you out to the alley.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I do have mixed feelings. Sometimes I wonder if giving them that private sort of punishment just allows them to go off and continue to mistreat women.
I think it's a release for them. When they come in and they see me and we have that power exchange, I think they leave that with me and they go on about their day because these are high-powered men that don't get a chance to release enough of it. Mm. So I feel that when they come to see me and we have that exchange of power, that they're a little less lethal, I guess yes. you could say, out in the real world.
Now, speaking of seeing you, I think we need to see more of you before the break.
Yeah.
All right. I would like to get to hear the Kinkster, Abe. Let's play that, because Mark Will and Carmina Formosa are inspired by the Bonobo Way to create the Kinkster, just in time for Kink Month, and we are going to get the treat of Mistress Porcelain Midnight modeling
Thank
her
you.
Outfit.
Wow, yes.
To the Kinkster.
And they say I'm dirty, cause I'm a fantasy's a slightly pervy. I like
Turn
my
it up a little.
To be topsy-turvy. I gotta have that cake. I'm gonna dress you up in leather and lace, and not tell the way your big toe tastes. I wanna wank as you spit in my face. I gotta have that cake.
I've had some clients like that.
There's no limit to imagination. I'm into every type of stimulation. Getting kinky is an excitation. I gotta have that cake. Yeah! Let's get kinky. Bend over, little Miss Pinky. See what that does
All right.
to my winky.
Yes, please.
I gotta have that cake. So let's pretend that you're 17. I can't get
Good
off
girl.
If you keep it clean. I gotta have that cake. I know I really shouldn't kiss and tell, but I can do the nasty very well.
Very well.
So take these panties off and let me smell.
Good. Now, I want you up. I want you to kiss my nice shiny ass. Good girl.
I'm the Kinkster. The goat. The horn dog.
Very
the dirty old man.
I want you to bend over right here. Are you ready? Those butt cheeks.
Wow. I'm still wounded from last week.
Oh boy. Nice. Ready? Good girl. Good girl. Let's get some redness on those little butt cheeks of yours. Very good. Good girl. Mm. Good girl.
Thank you, mistress.
Ooh, we got some little nice color going on there.
Beautiful. Mm.
Very
Happy
good. Good girl. I want you to come over here in front of my boots. Good girl. All the way bend over. Good girl. All the way. Very good.
I never cared about making babies.
Good girl. Very good. Look at that color. I like to see that color.
Naughty ladies.
What do we think, Dr. Susie?
Gotta have that kink. Thank you. Carmina Formosa, aka AI, and Mistress Porcelain. And
good girl.
Jackie Blue.
Thank you, Jackie.
It's getting a little black and blue
thank
in the buttocks.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 indeed. It's getting a little hot in here.
It's getting a little hot
and
in here.
Kinky.
I'm
all
burning
right.
up
well,
now.
Well, you can always take clothes off. You know, we don't censor you for that. So we will, are we ready to take a break? Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Going to take a break?
Going to take a break. Ooh.
Do we have any time left?
I don't know, but...
Abe, anyone?
I can't hear. So, you know, no one's telling me no. So I think we're going to say we are going to come back soon. So thank you. Sherry Rose is here, and Rhiannon Ahrens is here, and Porcelain Midnight is here, and Jackie Blue is here.
Woo.
And this is the Dr. Susan Block Show celebrating Kink Month.
Yay.
And dumping Trump. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Going to have a Sibian ride for
Sibian
Masturbation
ride,
Month.
Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian.
Ridden the Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
It's my best friend!
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte.
Rondo. Ride in the Simeon.
Wow. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Simeon
it, baby.
Simeon strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Woo! Take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dang dong. Princesse en français.
Oui.
Oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was an
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's we have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God! Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Ah!
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, it is that kinky, spooky time of year when we give head to the skeletons in our closet and sometimes take them out of the closet, which is an aspect of releasing your inner bonobo. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Release that inner bonobo, and sometimes it's a scary thing to do. Yes, indeed, it is. Like flying over the moon on your broomstick, right?
Hashtag daily.
Woohoo, yeah. So that's what we're doing. We've got some witches and warlocks and skeletons out of the closet and on the bed here in Bonoboville, USA. Right. And I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. And I am joined tonight by some very kinky people, including a dead one, a bejeweled dead one, and the lovely mistress and artist, Sherry Rose. Yes, indeed. And Rhiannon Ahrens with a cucumber between her titties. Yes. Ooh. That's so provocative. And you've already cut the cucumber, I see. There's a little bit of sadism going on here. And the queen of sadism and DomCon mistress, Porcelain Midnight,
hello,
is here. And Jackie Blue.
Hey, Jackie.
Back again.
And Ikor is here. Yeah. Ikor doesn't have a microphone. Ikor should have a microphone, really. I mean, he has one somewhere else. Right, but...
can I see it?
I would love to see Igor's microphone.
Yeah,
Maybe we have to have him do Bonoboville Communion or something to accomplish that. But in the meantime, we will give him a wired
microphone.
We can
share.
So...
I like to share.
Igor, welcome back. Welcome to Kink Month.
Thank you, Dr. Block. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always.
Always.
You were here yesterday.
Yes.
I think we have to just mention, I wasn't necessarily going to, but Captain Max, yeah, we had Mel Magazine here. Oh, boy, Hollywood was here, sort of Hollywood,
nice.
You know.
It was fun.
It was fun. We did a PG but kinky kind of shoot, and Jackie was in it. And you know, our friends Danielle Watts and Chef Be Live were here. And a new girl named Bella.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bella.
Bella Carrera.
Good name.
Yeah, very nice name.
Carrera.
Yeah, yeah. And, and you. And Abe and Zane and Captain Max had a part.
Hello? I didn't have a speaking
part.
He was the star.
They
didn't give me a, that ended up on the garden floor.
It was like, shoot, 45 minutes to get 5 seconds of footage. It was really quite Hollywood, I guess.
3 minutes.
It's going to be 3 minutes altogether.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's about the Bonobo Way and Bonoboville. And, yeah, I mean, femdom light, you could say. You know, it didn't feature the boots, but it did feature foot pleasuring. Mm. You know, like the feet, the toes.
I massaged some feet, yes.
Right? How did you feel about that, Ikor?
It felt very good. You know?
Yeah. You were sitting down below
Bella. And I was pleasing one of the bonobo-esque ladies. So,
yes.
You know, so we had to actually portray what the actual monkeys, bonobo monkeys, do. So we did it in human form.
And they are
apes. That's what we displayed. And I was rubbing feet, massaging feet.
Yes, you were. And you were doing a very good job.
So was I.
Not as good as Captain Max.
No, not as good as Captain Max.
Those five women down there are my favorite friends.
He was doing
10 little girls in shoes. I mean, what else could you want in life?
It's the gateway drug for kids.
Right.
The
mama toes.
And the toes. You know, some people have a green thumb. I have a green toe, you know, the green toenail.
What does it make grow?
Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, I don't know, like the energy of jealousy and rage. I mean, we all have it, but let's channel it into something positive, like power exchange and playing games. And that poison that we have, that poison ivy. Plus, it isn't just poison. Of course, it's ecosexual. It's green. It's organic. And so is the femdom principle, or at least the female empowerment principle.
Yes.
It's very organic. And, you know, the Trumps of the world, I don't know, and the ISIS's of the world.
Well, women possess a strong power that nobody else on the earth possess. So, you know, you're the backbone.
Tell me more.
You're the backbone of the families, to the society. You guys bear the children. You know, that's a power within itself. You can do that after 9 months, then be able to do it again and do it again. It's like, that's a power. Then you guys have your cycles. It's like, if I bleed for 7 days, I'm dead. So
Ikor the Wolf, brothers and sisters.
We can't win with that one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smart man, you've been taught well.
Hey, I have strong women that raised me, you know, and strong men too. I cannot deny that. But I know the power of women, so I respect that as well.
Well, there you go. So now, the power of women. So I hear everybody laughing back there about the power of women. There's a little bit of disconnect going on. Yo, you want to come out for a spanking? I know.
Are you guys watching in the courtyard?
Yeah.
Quiet down.
Okay.
Quiet in the courtyard.
So we had Mel Magazine here, and Bonoboville is going to go Hollywood any minute now. We're very excited, and Loser's coming back with some Netflix people, right, Captain Swarovski. Max?
Yes. Yeah. With the who people?
Aren't they like Netflix people? Are they Netflix or Amazon or
I don't know. Netflix. Netflix. Oh, Netflix.
And you definitely should have a series on Netflix. I think
they have a King Flix.
Well, great. You have a great. We have the King Flix.
Yeah,
right.
You'd have a great. You have a great.
You heard
it on
Dr. Block's show first. The King Flix.
King Flix.
So like it.
You know, it's recorded.
It is a very religious time right now. It's Kink Month. Happy Kink Month, brothers and sisters. It's almost Halloween.
Wow. That was scary.
Scary. And it's also the high holidays, right?
It is. It is a very religious time.
Right.
No, for sure.
It's always the high holidays for me.
We are going to celebrate with a little Bonoboville communion.
All right.
Yum.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. Do you do communion in the Greek Orthodox Church?
When I go.
You do. They do. They do it. Like, I know great Catholics answer. Do communion.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
I have to say, I'm not the best at going, but I...
You don't have to be for this, okay. But I'm just trying to relate to, you know...
Be the best at doing.
Distant memories. Often kinks are related to childhood memories.
Very much so. I have a fetish nun, latex nun outfit that I wear, and I get a lot of requests for that.
For the nun.
Nasty nun.
You look like a superhero right there with that outfit.
Oh, thank you.
Superhero.
Yes. Well, I think they call it heroin because it is so addictive. Right. Yes. You do look like a super heroine. That's what a lot of dominatrix-y fantasies are.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. A lot of the men and women that are coming to us, they're looking for fantasy. They're looking for something they can't find at home in the bedroom, something that they see on television, something that they see in a movie, and that's what they're coming to you for.
Mom, also.
Yes. Hot mom.
Oh, yeah, of course, hot.
Super hot mom.
Or MILF, if you want to kind of distance it from your own mom. You say the mom next door.
I just sort of.
Or on the other hand, maybe the teasing younger girl. Yes, Max, are you manning the posts right now? Checking the door?
That's a great picture that you just posted.
That was nice. You saw that?
That was a fun photo shoot that I did with a really good friend of mine, Ashley Jade.
Oh,
and
I love that.
I had her right on my lap. And
it reminds you like one of those old school, like the little
girl. We did like a Betty Page kind of 1950s with the pink chair.
Well, I think we should recreate that.
Yes, Jackie, would you like a... I'm volunteering you.
You know that I had Betty Page on my show. A little while ago, like 15 years ago. Just a little while ago. Yeah, she was on the show, not in the studio, on the phone. And she told me I had a sexy voice.
You do have a sexy voice.
And
I agree.
She told me that she was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she thought it was okay, that she had forgiven herself, even though she didn't, you know, do those kinky things anymore. But she felt that God created Adam and Eve as naked as jaybirds. And she said that. Actually, she said it in her deep Southern accent. So I guess that, you know, what I do was okay. So, you know, she was totally cool.
That's great that you had an opportunity. I know that she doesn't really like to, well, when she was alive, she doesn't really like to talk a lot about her past and... But she's so iconic. I mean, all of us know about her, and it's just she kind of paved the way for a lot of us.
Gifted is the, I guess, presented with this opportunity by an artist who had iconized her, as well as a lawyer that was representing her and a publicist, and they all converged to have her on my show. And it was all around the time of my little HBO specials. And yeah, actually, didn't you first meet me, Rhiannon Ahrens, we're speaking to now, when you were in high school and would sneak out of your bedroom to watch my HBO shows?
Wow. Oh. I did, and I did that on a pretty regular basis. And one of my aspirations as a high school student was to end up in this bed someday. So it's an incredibly fulfilling night for me on a lot
wonderful.
Of levels.
Nice.
You made it!
I did. Yay. And
that gives me a lot of heart.
You made
to
it.
Be able to pervert.
All those ditching
world,
school, it worked
you know.
Out well.
It did. It really did.
And now you have a cucumber.
That's true.
You
I
do.
Remember Dr. Susan Block show cucumber, which I'll have bronzed and use as a dildo after
a
this block day?
Cumber.
Absolutely.
That's
you can
a block
sell it
cumber.
On your
That's
website.
One of my kids.
You're already using it as a dildo.
That's a block cumber.
But I'm wondering if with that cucumber and this outfit so easily like pulled down, if you would be our altar girl right now for Bonoboville Communion.
Ooh. That sounds great. How do we do this?
Well, we pull down this zipper. I mean, simple. I could do it, or Cherie could do it as your friend.
You could take turns.
Or you need a
do it
consent
together.
Form.
Okay.
Get a consent
communally?
Form.
Okay, so this would be done. Done. Mm. Beautiful. Boops.
Wow.
Oh.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Wow. So beautiful.
Work of art.
Wow.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
So now, if you're in the cheap seats and just listening to the Dr. Susan Block Show, you know you are missing out on breast therapy.
Gorgeous.
Free. Well, not free. You have to pay for it. You have to join the DrSusanBlock.tv show website. Or you could become a member of Bonoboville and watch on Bonoboville.com. So
if
now...
If you have no money, you can go to Bonoboville. No matter how rich or poor, we let you in.
And
it's a very
yes,
nice place.
Nice.
We are here in a very nice place with... Rhiannon Aaron, do you like to be called mistress, or
mistress.
Did you give that up?
No,
I
haven't. I
don't
haven't given that up.
That's true.
That's
right.
I'm distracted now because I have no shirt on.
Right, right.
It's hard to focus.
No, you have you ever been an artist model?
I have. Yeah, when I was younger.
Okay, so didn't you have to get into a room where you were the only naked person and people were sketching you?
Yes.
Well, people are sketching you in their minds right now.
Excellent.
Oh, and you, can I ask the size?
They're a 36G.
Wow,
that's impressive.
And
the G stands
totally,
for great.
Totally natural.
So two reasons to join Bonoboville right here, right now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right now. Ahorita.
You're going to get lots of converts,
I
for sure.
I do feel I understand Donald Trump right now. The way he says, I'm just drawn to grab the pussy, you know? I feel drawn to grab your breasts, and I don't want to. I'm not Donald Trump. But may I just touch them?
You can do anything you'd like to them.
Ooh. And there's the difference.
Ah.
See, it's the asking first.
Yes, it's the asking.
So beautiful.
Consensual.
So
yes.
Nice. Oh, yes.
Respectful. Mm.
And the nipples are getting hard. Well, she said anything I want, right?
It's fine.
Max is enjoying.
Aren't you glad you did
like
school?
I'm so glad.
Laughing.
Did you ever think you'd be sitting here on this couch?
I had hoped. I had lived my life accordingly, and look what happens.
Amazing. Good karma.
You thought the frequency was out there. You had the frequency. You
that's
know?
One of our children there. She's there.
She is. She
yeah. snuck out of her
that's
bedroom
cool.
when she was supposed to be asleep.
HBO.
Yeah.
And she watched our HBO specials and Real Sex as well. Mm. And she entered our world.
It's a good world. I enjoy this world. The
welcome
best
to
world.
Our world. I mean, now you're the world. You yes. look at you. You are
thank
really
you.
The world.
She
you
is.
Are. And so, Bonoboville Communion.
Yes.
Yes. yes. Where's
right.
my salt? Uh-oh. Oh, well, we do have the kind of other salt. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jackie. Why don't you we have two kinds of salt. We have Himalayan pink salt,
down?
And we have the agua salt, which has a little bit of chemical, and a lime flavor. Uh-huh. And the key here is that this is the body, or it goes on the body, you know, just like in the religions, Christian, Catholic, and yes, okay, thank you, Max. Oh, yeah, because the titty pushed it aside. My microphone needs to be adjusted.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
Got a mind of their own.
Need to adjust. Okay, so, and then we have the liquid, which is agua coco leaf liqueur. Ooh. Or may I, thank you, have the other possibility, which is Ronde Jeremy rum. So if you'd like Ron down your throat, you can have this. And if you're feeling herbal and green, this is what you have. Agua. So you're feeling herbal and green, except you are going to be the altar, or perhaps you are going to be the recipient of Bonoboville Communion. Let's see. Ooh, who wants to take it with her? I would offer you to take it with her because you are her friend.
Sure.
Sure, and you are accepting.
Absolutely.
And would you like the agua or the Ronde Jeremy
Just
rum?
Tell me what we have to do.
Well, you could also... Are you drinking alcohol tonight?
Yes, I do. I drink alcohol.
Ah, well...
Yes, I do.
God and Goddess bless you because it is a spirit, of course. It is a spirit. So this is... you know, the Ronde Jeremy rum is some good, strong, spicy rum. And then this is our agua coco leaf herbal liqueur de Bolivia.
I like the sound of that.
Okay, okay. Perfectly legal, by the way, I think. I hope. So, yeah. All right. So now I need a glass. Not that one. One of those. Yeah. Okay. And... yes, so you are going to...
Do I have to hold this the whole time?
The microphone?
Yeah.
No. In fact, let's see. Somebody, you could come over here. No, let's move over to you. Actually, you want to hold the microphone, and in case she has some slurping sounds to make, you can handle it.
Slurp.
And did you want the Himalayan pink salt? Where did that go today? Oh, okay. Or the lime salt.
I like the Himalayan.
Microphone now.
Oh, I like the Himalayan.
The Himalayan.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So now, first of all, you lick the altar.
That's her.
That's her, right.
Okay.
That's the altar.
Can we... careful now.
Okay. How about if you altar come over here... And bend.
Oh, that's much
those,
better.
Those
that's
are better. Very, you know, kind of pendulous and nice.
Yes, indeed.
And so they could bend right in front of her, you know, just right directly in front of her.
Beautiful.
So here we go.
What do I do first?
Okay, so first I am trying to pour this between my legs. Woo! Well, you can lick it first. Yep. Mm-hmm. And just lick the altar. That
we
is
have
called
a very bonobo-esque relationship.
Lubricating the altar. Yes. Yes. Come around here a little bit, you know, this way maybe, or
can we see is it
yeah,
a camera?
We've got a camera right here. Yeah, we've got some definite licking going on.
Slurping.
And yep. Now we salt the altar for salty nipples. Okay, and lick again.
Oh my goodness, that's wonderful.
Oh yes, here. Let me hold this.
Ooh.
How's it taste?
Salty and beautiful.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haboobs.
She's gonna want to try this at the Korean spa in the salt room now.
I think so.
Amen and amen.
Now what?
Okay, so now you take a drink.
All
just
right.
Lean back and down the hatches. For the hatchet fun.
Oh my goodness. Lick again, I hope.
What?
Do I lick again?
Yeah. Lick again. Absolutely, lick again. I mean, that's optional, but yeah. Lick again, baby. This is Sherry Rose doing Bonoboville Communion with Rihanna Naren.
Very good stuff.
Very good agua de Bolivia. Coco leaf liquor. Perfectly legal, by the way. Yes. And it's herbal.
Don't try snorting it, whatever
green.
You do.
Have you tried that?
Snorting it.
No, I know that.
No. It's lick and guzzle.
Lick and guzzle.
Lick and guzzle. And let's hear it for our altar girl. Can you turn around, please, altar girl?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Rhiannon Ahrens with
thank you very much.
Some magnificent memories. Thanks
magnificent.
For the memories.
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
That is wonderful, huh? You having a good time?
I love it. Well, anything religious for me, and especially if it's kinky religious.
Kinky religion.
I'm into
amen,
it.
Sister.
Yeah. And A women.
Yes, and A women.
A women, sister.
A women.
And you grew up with, you seem Jewish.
Well, now, what does that mean?
I don't know. You could be Italian. But
it's like Jewish.
That's my heritage, but I don't practice the religion now.
Okay. Okay, but are those the rituals of your childhood?
Yes, they are.
All right.
Yes. Not licking somebody's
boobs. Baruch Hashem.
If they still did that, I would still be
I
a Jew.
I thought that was... Shit.
I think you have a lot
we
of converts.
Me too.
I'd be in that
Although,
religion. Although, I like to translate the old school religion into that, New Age kink.
Do you mean if she came to your bar mitzvah, you would have partaken?
I didn't have a bar mitzvah, actually.
Bat mitzvah.
Actually, since we're talking about religion, I have to put a plug in for my new religion, the St. Bob Flanagan S&M Chapel.
Oh, wow.
That was brand new, and I want to invite people to become a member of that on Facebook. And it's we enjoy pain, we feature pain, and what else, Rihanna, do we say about our religion?
Breathing. Breathing and we is breathe. An important part. No shame is an important
no
part.
No shame. Keep breathing. And pain, we accept and we welcome pain.
Well, you know who welcomed pain, brothers and sisters? Some famous guy named...
Yes.
Jesus. He welcomed the pain and he looked good on the cross, especially in the dildonic form
like
that it
that
is.
One. Wow.
And yes, there is Bob Flanagan in a, well, he was sort of in a cross-like position with the
Well,
arm.
He was super masochist.
He was very, very...
Now, and now he
Jesus
is...
Jesus-like,
Saint,
suffering
Saint
for...
Saint Bob Flanagan.
See,
Saint,
that's
Saint
the
Bob
secret
Flanagan.
Of Jesus,
yes.
Is that he was enjoying it.
That's well, you know...
That's an old picture of him.
Yeah, he's passed now. 20 years. 20 years. But,
Rest
in fun.
Rest
and
in pain.
And whatever.
Everything.
Kink. Rest in kink.
Rest in,
yeah.
Kink.
He was a total kinkster.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and a kink star.
Like the pioneer, huh?
And
the pioneer.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think this guy was a pioneer.
Well, you know the real reason he died on the cross, right?
That I'm dumb.
He forgot his safe word.
Ah!
He didn't. He forgot his safe word.
Right.
It was kink month. I couldn't.
No. Listen, I'm holding a divine interventions, Jesus jackhammer dildo right now. So that was the perfect timing. And we are very, very irreverent on this show. And yet we revere all the religions.
Boy. Absolutely.
We
Absolutely.
Do. We do. Because, you know, they're part of our wonder. They're part of our desire to have meaning in our lives. Yeah. And it's just that they interfere with a lot of our sex lives a lot. You know, I mean.
I have to agree. Growing up as a child in a religious home, it was very much told to us, no sex before marriage.
Yeah.
No sex at all. So
no sex at all.
They're saying no sex at all, but they're the ones telling you this, and they got here from sex.
It's very hypocritical.
It is very much so.
Well,
very hypocritical.
In a way, it is. It's about channeling the sex drive into procreating members of the tribe, and not into just exploring and enjoying your life.
Yeah.
It's about making sex all about, only about procreation. And procreation is a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters. It's, you know, well, the essence of life. We are all children of sex.
It ain't that beautiful.
But, yeah, we have a little bit of overpopulation going on.
We've got 7.5 billion people. When I was born, there were a billion and a half.
Hey, you know, I respect the mamas and the papas.
Oh, yeah.
That was 7.5 billion
But child-free is the life for me, you know. And I believe in that, too. And I also believe that the bonobos show us that sex has many purposes.
Exactly.
Many, many purposes.
Exactly.
Recreation and communication.
And conflict resolution.
And conflict resolution.
Have sex instead of fighting. Instead of killing each other, have sex. What a great idea.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It also relieves pain.
And it also relieves pain.
Yes.
It is one of the best
pain killers. It burns calories.
That's right.
It's exercise.
Right.
It's true.
Exercise.
Right. It's very, very much back to that medical fetish thing, too.
Exactly.
That for a lot of people who are in pain, involuntarily, they have intense sexual fantasies, and this helps them, you know, and... And at the same time, there's a lot of people that voluntarily have medical fantasies, a lot, and they are, you know.
Medical fantasies are fun. I really enjoy clients that come in that want to do medical. I really enjoy it. It's fun.
I can see you as a dirty doctor.
I am. Dirty, naughty doctor.
Brush your teeth with a sewage water.
Right. Tell me in the morning.
That's more like the reality, actually, you know.
playing doctor.
You know,
Isn't that one of the first things?
We were brought up.
The first thing kids do is play doctor.
Play doctor, absolutely.
Absolutely. Right, that's why is that? No one tells you to do that, but it's a natural thing to explore the body.
Know
and
what's
especially
over there.
To explore the other person's body, not just your body, but you want to learn. That's a natural thing, and I think it's a shame that that gets said that's bad or that's wrong. You get punished.
Sure.
For the natural curiosity, like the bonobo chimpanzees, right?
Yeah,
that's what they do.
That is.
So I'm all for your group there. I want to belong to that group definitely.
All right.
Well, you're now a member.
Good.
Of the group.
I am.
You get a book.
Yes. Great.
And I'd love to see someone give a book spanking with this book.
I'll volunteer.
Someone.
Can you go upstairs?
Okay. So. How about if you sit up here and I don't know if anyone's going to volunteer to receive the book spanking because we are.
Someone looks hopeful over there.
Someone's looking around there.
Yeah.
Batting some little eyelashes.
Okay.
So, okay.
You can tell I really had to twist her arm for that one.
Right, right. So how about if you sit up here and so we can help you by kind of having... You know, just being sisterly support like bonobos are very, very much into sisterly solidarity, and in this case, punishing
don't fix that, please.
Malfunction.
Oh, please.
Jenna Jackson.
Let's have an
malfunction. That's an oh yay.
No, that's a nice malfunction. Where's that microphone?
Could we see that again?
Some of us missed the malfunction.
We're investigating.
Jenna Cucumber is lonely now.
Where did that cucumber go?
Otherwise, we're going to find you $500,000.
How about Bill Clinton?
Oh, my God.
There he is. Actually, Trump is going to talk about him tomorrow night.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he's going to.
Oh, it's going to be something.
He has said so. He will be talking about him.
He's threatening to do so, but he's got a big little problem right now.
Big little problem. a big leap. Small handed problem.
Yeah.
And we should all join Mistress
Tara. And all his followers, by the way, talk just like him.
Yes. Well, kind of worse.
Probably worse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the thing that kind of amazes me is that there's two organizations sending dicks to Trump in the mail now. There's Mistress Tara. And then there's another one that sends him dick lollipops. I just sent her their information hoping they could join forces.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm glad there are these organizations.
Hmm? I'm curious. Has he been used?
Has Bill been used? Oh, yes, he has, but with a condom.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you know. By the way, vote no on Prop 60, okay? But we do use condoms, of course, on any dildos or almost any objects here on the show. But, you know, I mean, it's not just about condoms. Understand that. Prop 60 is about just freedom to just exist and be sexual. And it allows, you know, your neighbors to sue you just for having some sex on your camera phone. You know, if they
without
feel like
a condom.
It. Yeah. Or just if they think you didn't wear a condom.
Yeah.
Right. Even if you're married.
So and these people are going to force you to wear condoms, even if you're married. Okay.
We
right.
use condoms all the time in the dungeon. It's we have to, you know, prevent communicable sure. diseases. We don't have a choice. We have to put a condom on every, you know, implement that we use. It's being mm-hmm. inserted. So it's ridiculous.
It is. But we people are talking off the microphone, and they will be punished for that.
Uh-oh. Okay.
With the book. So grab a microphone if you want to talk. Don't you? You're moving your lips around.
Am I going to spank you with the book?
Don't fall off the stage.
Just because we brought up Prop 60, for those who don't know,
this is Sarah Bella, for those who don't know.
Hi, Sarah.
APAC,
hi, Sarah.
Adult Union Communications Director. Woo-hoo! I actually answered
nice
questions about Prop
it's
60.
A union.
Mm-hmm. If anyone has questions about it, I've actually read the whole thing and tore it apart. And there is a marriage exception, believe it or not. However, it is true that they can take you into court just on the presumption of guilt.
Wow.
Yeah. They can sue you. Anyone in the state can sue you. It's probably the first time there's ever been a law passed where those who don't suffer damages now have legal standing to sue.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been done anywhere else. So,
so shout out to Free Speech Coalition and Julie Ann and Susie Q James and APAC and Vote No. APAG.
The Adult Performers Actors Guild.
Okay. And we
thank
need to move on
that.
To some
spanking.
Thank you. But thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. We,
yeah,
you know.
These are people that want to take our rights away.
So dump Weinstein in addition to Trump.
Yeah, he's 61, too.
Yeah.
Prop 61
right.
is the same.
All right. So.
Make him brush his teeth. In
oh, that's there right. was Trump.
I
got
moved
her water.
On her very heavily. In fact, I took her, you know. And
she used to be great. She's still very beautiful.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was on Palm Beach. I moved on her,
and
I failed.
Can't stand hearing
okay,
okay.
If she was
too many times. No. We were gonna play it before when we were talking about it. But we have very little time. So we have to have a book spanking.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Come on over, Jackie.
Come on over, Jackie.
You don't have to ask her twice.
OTK.
You probably don't have to ask her once.
Mm-hmm. No, we have to ask her. No, we have
no,
to.
No, she's
we do.
Very consenting, aren't you,
are
Jackie?
Are you okay with me spanking you with this book?
Is that notarized?
Tweak me. Please touch your penis.
Is there a lawyer present?
Oh, where's the microphone?
I am much more than okay.
Much more than okay.
We just all like to practice safe, sane, consensual before we do anything.
Yes, we do.
Because we are all role models, unlike the Republican candidate. No, you don't have to put the microphone. I have my microphone. Okay, so now I will take the microphone and hold it for you as you, let's get Naughty Jackie over your knee. Right here.
If she comes this way, we can mic her up, too.
Yeah, there we go.
Are
you okay?
Already. Okay, there we go. And she is kneeling down. And she is
all right.
going to take her spanking. Now, is this leg, do you want to put this leg down, too?
Well, so we want you nice and even.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Good balance so you don't fall.
Here we go. Okay. We've got some good views here. And.
Yeah.
Oh. Spanked.
Whoa.
With the bonobo way.
Yes.
Book spankings.
Book spankings. Yes, indeed. Spanked with the bonobo way.
We can come to your store and have a book spanking.
Read it or get read. Buy it.
Red by it. Oh, yeah. Very clever. Very clever yeah. indeed.
Very red. Or in Jackie's case, red and blue. Whack, 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 whack. Sounds like a duck.
Can I give her one from over here?
You notice
here?
How yeah, hard this book is. Here. It's not damaged at all.
Whoa.
There we go.
Good one.
Yes.
Rhiannon
Arons. Mistress Rhiannon is
yes.
banging her with
you.
The bonobo.
You can order
way.
It on our website.
Uh-huh.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's cheaper than a paddle, honestly. Right. I mean, and it's a good paddle.
Paddles are much, much
dual purpose,
you know,
space saving.
I mean, just ask,
you could do this
Jux
with
Lee,
any book,
he
really.
He makes those things.
This is the best book to Jux do Lee. It with, really. The second book spanking I've given.
Yeah. You've given other book spankings.
I did for a video that was published in Europe, but I can't remember what the book was.
And we have the Jux Lee finger flogger.
It's genius.
Mm. Ooh. Yeah.
Very good.
Yes. These are good whackers. Happy Kink Month.
Would you like
you know,
to partake?
I have partaken many times, but you know, you can always partake again. Whack. I'm doing it with my left hand, so not the best. There we go.
Very
but I
good.
Think the other side needs doing.
All right, Jackie, I want you to get down in front of me with your ass up.
That's my OCD. Got to
no,
do the other side.
It's a level of connoisseurship,
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
You want a nice, even beating.
Exactly. Whoa.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Ah. Mistress Porcelain.
Want those ass cheeks up. More. More. Good girl.
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh.
Beautiful. Femdom
oh,
action.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Yo.
Always want to make sure that your sub is okay. I always like to check and ask while I'm sessioning. Are you doing okay?
Good. Yeah. Thumbs up, baby.
Doing
thumbs
great.
Up.
This is great.
Beautiful.
Woo.
Ow.
So she goes,
go, 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 girl.
She goes hard.
Don't forget your safe words like that
porcelain.
Guy on the
right,
cross.
Right, right,
right. Yeah. Hard cover.
Whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Suffering for our sins. Jackie Blue. Getting it hard again. It's kink month, Jackie. You asked for it.
Oh, yes. Whoa.
Yow, this book is really getting it.
It's in pretty good shape for the ow.
You know? That's interesting.
Twice.
Yeah. She knows how to use her books.
Right?
Were you ever a librarian?
The last one made my ears ring.
More like yeah. I tied up the librarian.
Wow.
Good girl. Take it.
Whoa.
Take it.
She is whacking with that book.
I feel like I should mic his butt, her butt.
Whoa. And whack it again. And thank you very much,
good.
Mistress Porcelain
yes.
Midnight.
Alrighty,
bravo. Bravo.
Bravo.
Alrighty, Court.
And
E-Court,
that
next.
Looks very
E-Court.
Nice. Good shot from right across, somebody.
Beautiful.
Right here, right directly across. We've got... The bonobo way.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. With the legs. Lovely. In the thigh-high red latex boots. Oh, yes, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. This is an aspect of the bonobo way. Discipline. Yes. I mean, we didn't have a conflict, but there is some conflict resolution demonstration going on here.
Absolutely.
You know, and just applying the pain with lots of pleasure. And not killing each other. That's
not
key.
At all.
That's,
no.
That's
right.
The key.
None of that.
I mean, you know, no. we primates, we great apes, we have a violent streak.
We do.
And, you know... the weak ones, the common chimps and the Trumps, they let that violent streak get the better of them. But strong ones, they channel it into a kink consensually. And that's why we're celebrating Kink Month.
Absolutely.
Here with Domina Porcelain.
Jackie, how are you doing? Awesome.
She's happy.
Midnight.
She knows she's not mic'd, so she might as well do the thumbs up. So, yeah, she is getting whacked with the riding crop of Mistress Porcelain Veneer. That is funny. Porcelain
Midnight.
Porcelain Midnight. Oh, my God, I'm thinking of teeth. Yeah, teeth can also be a weapon.
Teeth can very much be used as a consensual weapon during the session. A little biting.
What do you got?
A little biting. A little cucumber.
How many?
And thank you, mistress and artist Sherry Rose.
Oh, it's wonderful just to be here tonight. It feels really like a communion. It really is.
It is. Yeah. It is a communion. We didn't do that much communion.
Do we need to do more?
We do, but we only have like 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
So we get one more and save one more soul.
Well, I just wanted to say if you, any of you in Bonoboville, and on our sites, there's free advertising for our friends.
For our friends.
Look at that. Nice butt cheeks.
You don't have to pay for anything.
Just on Bonoboville. Send us your ad.
Send us your ads.
We have a free classified.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So
okay.
We'll make up a classified and we'll post it.
And it's growing. It's growing. It's growing. So.
And we are growing in Bonoboville. And we're so happy to have these great kinksters here to celebrate Kink Month.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. And it's just the time flew by. Do we have to go in 3 minutes? Is that it?
I
have a quick question for all of our panel.
All right, very quick.
What is everyone going to be for Halloween?
You go. Toucan.
Which?
I'm going to be in London doing a performance. I'm not sure what.
Ooh. We'll be doing something.
What are you doing in London?
Doing a performance at... two performances. One is at Spill Festival, which is a performance festival near London.
Uh-huh.
I'll be doing it in a 300-year-old church, and it's a sanctification with Martin O'Brien.
Wow,
very kinky.
That's going to be very kinky. And then we're going to do...
Oh, this is your new Bob Flanagan, Martin O'Brien.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. And then we'll be in Liverpool for the Dada Fest, which stands for Deaf and Disabled Artists.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a complete festival, and we'll be doing a 24-hour performance there, and Rhiannon will be part of this called The Viewing, where we're gonna bring Martin back from the dead.
Amazing.
Yes.
That
is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. We'll have fun doing those things. Yes.
Terrific. Indeed. Like Jesus.
Indeed.
Come and repent.
Yes.
Come and repent.
Thank you, Ecor, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you didn't get to sing tonight. Boy.
It's okay.
Maybe post show. You got to see.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for sharing your great sight.
You're welcome.
Boobs. And what
There's
are the size
to go
again?
Around.
36G?
36G.
36.
And the G stands for what?
Good.
Great.
Or goddess.
Great. Or goddess.
All of the above.
Is this mine or yours?
What's mine is yours.
Did you just put this
And we got to go.
Sorry. I'm in the bar, so I'm a little...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Max, we're cutting
we're
out any more to say?
Yeah, I just always in the end, stop the killing.
Oh, right.
We got to stop the killing.
Yes.
Okay?
Not Bonobo.
It's on our watch. We have to stop the killing. Mm-hmm. Because it's a disaster. We've been at war for years and years and years. And we've taught our children violence, and we've taught them the most awful, awful things. Mm-hmm. But there's some of us that have taught them about sex and peace and love and revolution and evolution, which we should have every morning when we look in the mirror and you ask yourself, what the fuck am I doing here? Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Max.
Thank you. Well said.
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, celebrate Kink Month. Let your kink flag fly or fry, if you're into that.
You know, another fetish.
Consensually, right. Dump Trump, vote properly, stop the violence, and make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Great. Even if that someone is you.
Aww.
I love you.
We love
Bye.
You.
We love you.
Bye.
You are
Bye.
Loved.
Thank
we
you for watching.
You.
Thank you for watching.
You.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.